Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gross. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Mickelson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Edwin Sniak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Pohalski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Pohalski. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wisniak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Mickelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mickelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wisniak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Wisniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Gross covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Pohalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohalski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise takes first base on ball 4. Pohalski moves to second. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Mickelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mickelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Morin reaches second base with a double. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulger hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross bunts towards first. Mickelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing right field. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0-for-1 in the game. Winsniak hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Mickelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Gross covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Temple. Temple fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Temple. Walls moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morin strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 0-for-2 in the game. Winsniak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Temple bunts towards first. Mickelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. Gross moves to second. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gross tags and scores. Post tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post scores. It's 4-1, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Mickelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie Colum now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. Vito Valentinidi now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Hoke moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Roy McMillan. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Hoke scores. Henrik moves to third. It's 6-1, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Henrik scores. Gross moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. There goes Gross. The throw from Neiman and Gross is out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Morin reaches second base with a double. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.